welcome to the All Things Overlanding podcast. My name is Fletch, and I'll be your host. Are you ready for some great overlanding content? Then let's get into it. Hey there, Fletch from All Things Overlanding here. Today, I'm with Michael Linden from Lithium Battery Power. Their company specializes in historically marine-based lithium batteries, but they are expanding into like the overlanding world. I actually met him at Moore Expo a few months ago, and just super, super cool, super nice guy. I have a lot of questions about it because I'm getting ready to set up a dual battery system using my Red Arc stuff in my Frontier. Today, though, we are going to talk about the benefits of AGM versus lithium. So we're going to kind of do pros and cons of each. It's not necessarily to say that either one is a bad option for you, but again, the idea is to give you enough information that hopefully you can kind of look at your setup, look at the stuff that you are thinking of running, and this information will help you decide which one is best for your setup. So again, we're going to dive into AGM versus lithium, pros and cons, and final thoughts here in just a second. Stay tuned.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So as you just heard in the intro, today I'm with Michael Linden. We are going to be talking about AGM versus lithium batteries and just a bunch of pros and cons of those things. So welcome, Michael. Thank you for being with me today. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Jason, thanks for having me on. It was great meeting you at the Moore Expo.
Yeah, it was awesome. I love the Moore Expo. What did you think of it? Was that your first time there?
It was our first. Yeah, it was LBP, Lithium Battery Power's first time there. Yeah. And yeah, I love the Ozarks. It was just it was nice to get out of the Florida heat. Kind of get some mountain action and, you know, nice. Get the rhythm of the road and drive. And man, Chris puts on a great show.
Yeah. That was my second year there. And I've always been super impressed. Like, you know, I'm not a retailer or anything like that, but I'm fascinated by sort of the give and take of that. And it seems like a lot of people go there to learn stuff and buy stuff, which is really fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great. Great to just, you know, inform people about lithium. Everyone was very interested and just really wanted to gain knowledge. And then also just, you know, networking with all the vendors, all the guys were just a blast to hang out with all weekend.
Yeah, that's awesome. So speaking of that, right, that kind of brings us to our topic. We were going to kind of talk today about not necessarily that one is better than the other, right? I told you earlier, I mean, I've got an AGM starter and then I've got a lithium backup / house battery. But so kind of talking about the pros and cons of each and dispelling some myths maybe too, because I know I've heard things like, oh, lithium won't charge in the winter or, you know, a bunch of stuff like that. But you are obviously way more knowledgeable than me. So I would love to gain some knowledge from you on this. Right. So,
yeah, absolutely.
We want to start with pros of lithium and then we can go pros of AGM and then go.
Yeah, absolutely. You can kind of hit on both. I mean, there's plenty of pros for both, depending on your system, what you're using, and, you know, where you go. So, you know, pros of AGM, first of all, you know, you can beat the crap out of them. They can take a beating. You can, you know, take them in really cold weather, real hot weather, and you can really kind of just throw it at the wall and it's going to take it. You know, so there's those great, great things. When it comes to lithium, you know, you have a lot of other great things. You get this, you know, depth of discharge where, you know, you get about 95% out of that battery before the battery management system will kick in to, you know, protect those cells. You know, a lot of people say you get 100% and you get pretty close, but, you know, it's nice to have that BMS in there that just, you know, protects everything and makes sure everything inside that battery is running properly.
Sure. Yeah. Well, that makes perfect sense. Well, and that's kind of was my thinking. And again, I'm not all that educated, but I've done some research, right? But when I was looking at my setup and you and I kind of touched on this earlier, but we can touch on it more that, you know, the AGM batteries are great for a starter option, right? Because lithium, the technology is not there yet. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, the technology is there with some batteries because, LBP, we make some, batteries that have cold cranking amps. So we're, turning over marine motors and things of that nature. But from what we've kind of delved into and realized is really, really cold and trying to get those batteries to kick over. And then also is, a lot of these engines aren't really made to handle that standard 14.4 voltage.
Yeah.
And then with that, the alternators that are inside of these, they're just not strong enough. And you can put a, sure, you can put a lithium battery as your starter, but you're going to burn your alternator up, or you're going to, have so many cold cranking amps that you're just going to shoot the motor through the hood,
Yeah, I never even thought about that. I mean, I guess I've heard that there's a difference in the voltage output between a lithium and like an AGM or a traditional starter battery, right? But I never really thought about that. That's a good point.
Yeah, that's so there's a company in Kansas City. I was talking with one of the guys at Moore. I can't think of the name off the top of my head, but they make some beefy, beefy alternators for a lot of these overland guys that do want to have a lithium starting battery. And, they run about $800, but it's a beefier alternator. It's putting out, over 70, 80 amps. So it can really push the power and voltage in there. And like you said, yeah, the standard voltage on most lithium batteries is, 14.2, 14.3 for a 12 volt battery. And those AGMs, they sit around, 13.6 or so. And just some of those chargers just, aren't going to get it topped off all the way.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. So I feel good. I feel better about my choice to do AGM starter. And mine's about 120 amp hour AGM starter, I think. So I get a little bit more juice in that. And then I've got 100 amp hour lithium house battery.
And then that's where it really gets going. And that's where the meat and potatoes for lithium currently, it really is. You can run your cooler, you can run a little mini AC, you can run, all your electric appliances.
Diesel heater for the winter.
Diesel heater for the winter you're charging your phone, laptop and everything without having to have, your car on, the whole time you're doing it. So it really gets really beneficial when you start wanting to add all the toys that, we want to have with us when we're traveling and doing stuff is, as much as we try to get rugged and be old school, we still like to have a few little small
glampies
when we're, glampy. Still like to have something when we're with us, Right.
That's overlanding from what I've seen is not necessarily, doesn't mean roughing it. We're not in the military, right? This isn't like something we're being forced to do. We want to enjoy it when we go out there. So makes perfect sense. Do you think we've covered pretty much all the pros there? Should we jump into cons or are there more?
But cons of AGM really come to, the depth of discharge, like how the benefit is lithium, with that Pukert effect, you're only getting about 45% of that battery. So again, when you're using it for a house battery, fantastic. But when you want to think about having those amenities, having those things, you want to be able to have that diesel heater on all night, you want to be able to go 8 hours if you're sleeping and have it. And you just don't have that full effect with the AGM. And then if you do, you got to have 2-3 batteries to get you the proper, then you're running into weight distribution. Then you're running into an extra, 150, 200 pounds in the back of the cab rather than, with a lithium battery, that's another, another pro, like we were just saying is, one 100 amp hour lithium battery on average weighs about 30 pounds. So you're cutting a ton of weight where you can add a cooler, you can add more gear and you can, distribute it a lot better.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great point. Well, and it's kind of funny because of that depth of discharge. So I'm sort of new to my battery. I mentioned to you earlier, I killed my last battery on accident because I got locked out of my truck, which was a lot of fun. But so my new lithium or my new AGM battery seems like it's been fine, but I have an ISCO JP50 fridge and I accidentally turned it on max mode instead of eco mode. And somehow I literally turned it on like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the day before I was going to leave for a trip. Next day I went out, unlocked the car. It worked. I had enough juice to unlock the vehicle, but it would not start. Did not have enough juice to start. And I feel like there should be some protection on the fridge, even in max mode where it should have stopped that, but it didn't, it killed the battery. And ironically, I had to use my Noco lithium jump starter, a little tiny lithium deal and put it on there and jump start the truck. And then it was fine. Drove it for 2 hours. Worked fine all night, but it was a little warmer here. It was like in the 80s. So like it had to run pretty hard to get that fridge down to temp and then keep it there all night, I'm sure. So
absolutely.
It's kind of not what you want.
One thing you can look at getting is a battery isolator. And that's something you can wire in between your lithium and your AGM, because when you have it wired, you know, you're charging your lithium off for your standard alternator, just kind of floating it through too. And having an isolator on there that you can switch would prevent, you know, getting that pull from that AGM when you, you know, when you have it wired in. So something little, you know, you could think about in the future, just, you know, a little setup to add in there.
It's actually kind of embarrassing because I don't have the second battery in yet. That was just AGM. I just killed my AGM battery. And on top of that, I have a Red Arc Red Vision system that I've had for like 6 months, but I have not installed it yet. So it's literally sitting in my garage. So I've got all the management. I've got my solar panel that I had on my old truck is sitting in the garage. It's at the end of next month. I'm meeting up with a buddy of mine that's an electrician. And he and I are going to work on it, but it's just been scheduled. So I have all this stuff sitting there that would have prevented this. And it's just sitting in my garage. So,
hey, sometimes that happens. You know what I mean?
Eventually it'll be great. But for right now,
we don't have the time. You know,
right.
Life happens and we got kids and, you know, families. And sometimes we just don't have the time to put it in and we still want to enjoy stuff. So it happens.
Yeah. I'm still going camping, even though I don't have all my stuff in for sure.
Absolutely. And I was going to touch on that too, is, you know, is the two different charging options, because, you know, there are a lot of negatives people say about the lithium and, you know, being in cold weather and overlanding. You know, we like to, you know, get up in the mountains. We like to do it, you know, in the wintertime. We want to get out of the house and don't want to be stuck. And, you know, we want to go have scenic views and enjoy the snow also. So there are some of those, and, you know, great things to look at is like the Red Vision, like the Red Arc system. And also solar. So, you know, they say not to charge lithium batteries, you know, unless it's, you know, 32 degrees or so. And they try not to get below charging when it's that. And that is true to a point. But when you are doing things like solar charging or you're using your Red Arc, you know, you are always kind of pumping a little bit of power to that battery. So while it might be really cold on the outside, think of it almost like a log cabin. Yeah, it's really cold outside, but the inside of that battery is insulated, and it's almost like you got the fire on the inside of your log cabin. So while, yes, outside it might be below zero, just that does not mean that the inside of that battery actually is below zero, especially when you're doing solar charging and that, because you're always pumping just a little bit of power there, and it's keeping those cells warm. So it's kind of, you know, if you had it just sitting outside in the snow,
right,
and then you wanted to charge it, okay, you're kind of SOL, and you want to, you know, bring that inside, kind of, you know, bring it up, get it out of the temperature. But when you have it in the back of your rig and you're using these other systems like a solar and like a Red Arc, you know, you're always going to be pumping a little bit of power, keeping those cells warm. You really don't have to worry about that whole, you know, under 32 degree charging, you know, as much.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. Well, I'm like, I don't know about everyone else's trips, but my trips historically have been like hit the trails for 8 to 12 hours a day and then hit camp as it's getting dark and set up and go to sleep. And of course, you're not going to be solar charging at night. And yes, it's going to get cold even inside the cab, but for the rest of the day, like my heat is on, it's going to be warm inside the cab. I can charge that thing up, run off of it, discharge it all night. Next day, wake up, warm it up, warm up the truck. Solar's pumping in.
Exactly. And that's exactly it. Is you're running it all day, you're not too worried. And then also another way to think about it is like, say you're in the cold, then you're running your diesel heater all night, right? And you're using power. The battery's nice and warm because it's being used. So then even in the morning when you go to charge it, the battery's nice and warm because it's been being used all night. So even if it is cold outside, it's like I said, that whole kind of log cabin idea is kind of how I like to explain it.
Yeah, I never thought about, I mean, you know, obviously using it, I guess. Perfect. So do we want to end with sort of final thoughts? I mean, I know obviously you're probably a tiny bit biased, although you've been saying really good things about AGM, but you work for a lithium battery company, right? But I mean, I can say my final thoughts and you could say, you know, I mean, you go first because you've already kind of said the good things about AGM and lithium, and then I'll.
The way I like to look at it is, I do work for a lithium battery manufacturer, but at the end of the day, you know, I'm here to provide anybody with whatever system or that anything they're trying to solve with as much information as possible, because at the end of the day, lithium is a big investment. And you want to make sure that you are properly, you know, feel like you really can comprehend it when you're, you know, you're dropping, you know, over $1,000 on a battery. You know, some guys, when they're just getting started, it makes more sense for them just to have, you know, a couple AGMs in the back. And then, you know, if they're noticing that, okay, they're not getting the runtime, they're not getting the power, You know, they're taking their rig out every single weekend as opposed to, you know, once every 3 months or so. And, you know, we like to just make sure you're informed, because at the end of the day, you want to make sure you have the right system for you and you're happy with it.
Sure. Yeah. No, that makes perfect sense. I think I love it because I definitely recognize that there are a lot of advantages to lithium, but to your point, right? Like it, I feel like as long as you have some sort of a management system that can handle both, right? Because that's something that you have to be concerned about, from my understanding, is sometimes it's difficult to charge different, you know, unless you have like a proper charging system, like a Red Arc or something like that.
Like a Red Arc. Absolutely.
But, you know, in my case, once I'm finally get that all put in, right, then I will have that and I'll be able to have the AGM starter battery to have that advantage in the winter from the cold cranking amps and the, you know, that alternator recharging standpoint. And then also have the benefit of the lithium to keep all my stuff running, keep my diesel heater going through the night. You know, like we talked about, keeping it warm during the day. And even if it gets a little chilly at night, then, you know, getting it going back again the next day. So I really like the combination of both for me personally. I really like the both of them. And I think they both have their pros and cons. And I'm excited to see when lithium, you know, kind of gets that technology up to where it can be a starter battery and all that. Even though I mostly go winter camping, but to your point, I never really thought about it having to be that cold. I mean, in the last like 4 years, I mean, I've probably been in sub-zero temperatures 3 or 4 times, honestly.
Sure.
Going up to Michigan, going to Wisconsin, like, I mean, even with all that, it's still been teens or 20s, you know? So it's not, people think that's really, really cold. But once you've gone winter camping a lot, like 20s is pretty nice, especially if you have a diesel heater.
Exactly. You got a little heater there. Exactly. Yeah. Especially like, again, you're on... It's almost the same idea of like your house. Yeah. Okay. You know, in the heat, when is your trunk as hot as the rest of your car?
Yeah.
It's just not, you know, and it's same in the winter, the inside of the trunk is not quite as cold as, you know, it is outside.
Yeah.
So there's that. There was one other thing I wanted to touch on, and it's kind of circling back to what you were saying, using both and the Red Arc and really, you know, so our engineers, they cut their teeth making race car batteries. So they've been doing lithium for race cars for going on almost 10 years now. Wow. And that's where they learned how to do their thing. And so there is there, right? But those engines are much more advanced and it can take a lot more power and need a lot more power. So while some of our batteries, we have the ability, I mean, we have a battery that has, you know, 2,500 CCAs. So we have plenty of power that we can crank into our batteries. It really boils down to, you know, working with companies that need to make their systems be able to handle that. And it comes down to a lot of these companies, it doesn't financially make sense for them to, you know, create and make it where their circuit boards and their systems can handle, you know, all of these extra things that, you know, lithium does add to it. So there's going to be growing pains between large scale, you know, corporate companies, and then, you know, people who can just, you know, cut their teeth and make batteries.
Sure.
But yeah, it's coming. It'll definitely come as more of the industry wants to get lithium.
Yeah.
More and more car companies and these other companies are going to be able to start making their alternators strong enough to do it and making their systems so they can handle it.
Sure. Yeah. Well, that's exciting. That's awesome. So again, Michael Linden from Lithium Battery Power, thank you so much for being with me. I love this because, again, I am fascinated by the technology of it all, but I'm not super knowledgeable on it. So it was good to talk to you and learn this stuff. So thank you for sharing your knowledge with us. Appreciate it.
Always happy to hop on, talk with you, chat, and look forward to doing it again sometime.
Yeah, definitely. So guys, as always, you know, I will put links down to Lithium Battery Power, all their stuff down below. Definitely go check them out. You know, awesome company. Again, they were More Expo. That's where I met Michael. So if you're looking for lithium stuff, you're looking for some solutions, definitely check them out. As always, in the description will be links to Facebook, Instagram, the podcast if you're on YouTube, YouTube if you're on the podcast, Patreon page, the Newbie Overlanders group is 4,200 people, I think, now. So it's growing like wildfire. So definitely come and check that out as well. But again, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And we will see you guys next time. Take care.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.